Time to check in with Christy Keyes, agronomist for Castro County, Hill County, and Palmer County over in Cotton Center. So what have you been up to, Christy?
Well, I have not done just a whole lot. We're kind of in a hold pattern with waiting for wheat to be harvested and our cotton trials going in. So a little bit of paperwork, working on next year's plans. That's what I've really been doing.
Well, we got some rain while I was gone out of town, 1.5 here. You had an inch at your place, and then you said 2 to 5 inches. Is that what you said? Some just down the road?
Two to three inches right up the road. Health Center, Cone area picked up about 2 inches or about 3 inches, and then about 2 inches once you get closer to Plainview. You know, we had a really great area of rainfall, you know, kind of pocketed. If you were going, you know, I live in Cotton Center, so if you're going south from Cotton Center, you didn't get anything but maybe a half inch if you're lucky there. And so it was really sporadic. You know, we had that land spout that turned into a tornado about 12 miles from us. And like good West Texans, we were outside looking for it. You know, it's just been very sporadic, but I think guys are getting maybe a little bit of positivity and they're getting a little bit excited about planting. And so that's a good thing.
Saw some combines rolling yesterday around Elk City in Clinton, Oklahoma. So it was 90 degrees there yesterday.
Yes, it was pretty warm here too. You know, some of our guys, they said that they're getting ready for wheat harvest. I've talked to a couple of producers around. We're monitoring our variety trial areas for harvest. So we're still kind of in that soft dough stage in most of my variety trials. And so, you know, it's just a matter of time. We need just a little bit of heat, although I'm not going to complain about the rain, but a little bit of heat for those wheat fields and we'll get them out pretty quickly.
So it looks like rain today. Then we got about a 40% chance tomorrow, then 60% chance on Friday. So we got some good chances for the first time since last fall, probably.
Yes, absolutely. And I know some of the guys around here are chasing some drier fields, which I know that, you know, just a week ago was not like that. You know, we were looking for some spots to put some cotton in last week, or we were dusting it in. This week, as of yesterday, I was talking to a couple of guys, and they're looking for dry fields or drier fields to get some cotton planted. So it's off to a heavy start. And according to Ken Leger, it's about 50% planted right now, and I would agree with that number.
Well, you know, when in doubt, you have to stall when it comes to the rain. So you got to kind of see if maybe we can wait a day or two, and you don't want to dust anything in, really.
Right, but we're moving up to those final planting dates. I know that Castro and Lamb County fall on May 31st for those final planting dates for dry land and irrigated. And Hill County for dry land and irrigated, both are going to be June 5th. So I know that guys are itching to get in the field, and they need to get in the field to get things planted so we have a long enough season to get it to where it needs to be quality-wise and then get it out.
You know what happens when we get rain? We get, the weeds pop up.
Yes, yeah, I hope that, just driving around the area, there was quite a bit of yellows going out. As long as they were incorporated, they should be ready and activated for those weed flushes that's going to happen. That is something that's interesting, though, with prices the way that they are and input prices the way they are, how many people did put out that type of, herbicide to get ready for the season. It's kind of a mixed bag, what I've been hearing.
So I bet you dug out the old moisture, the soil probe, one of these days. Probably put it in the shed last year, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I didn't take very many soil samples this year. It was very difficult to get a soil sample. So maybe I'll get to take some more coming up. That is something that's my kind of favorite thing to do. It's kind of relaxing for me to take some soil samples. So we'll see how that goes.
So stock show season's over with. I noticed you got a few kiddos in gymnastics over there.
Yes, yeah, stock show season wrapped up, which is kind of nice, and we're not doing summer pigs this year, so it's kind of exciting to have just a low-key summer. My little one does still do competitive gymnastics, so, of course, she's 15 hours in the gym every week, and so we stay busy around here. There's no rest out here.
I noticed your husband got a promotion, didn't he, over there?
He sure did. He is now going to be the superintendent of Cotton Center ISD. We are super excited for this move. Looking forward to continuing the greatness here at Cotton Center. My kids love it. I taught here for a little bit. It's a great school. We really do love it here.
So what do you got going on today then? It's going to rain all day, it looks like.
Yeah, I don't really have much going on. I think I'm going to hit the books and get the paperwork done again, trying to get caught up before we start planting our cotton trials and harvesting our wheat trials. So I'm going to be working on next year's plans, kind of what I'm going to be doing. I'm also working on putting together a water testing program that's going to be in July. I'm super excited about that. We've got some great opportunities for you to get your water tested, whether it's well, livestock, or irrigation, and get some quality reports from that. And we're going to see how well our quality is doing around this area with the decline of the Ogallala.
All right, let's get some more rain in here this week and see if we can muster up some mud, not dust.
That's right. You know, 1 week ago we had those big dust storms. I guess it's about 1 week ago. All those fires that were breaking out, which I know we haven't got enough rain for all the fires to be gone, but at least it doesn't feel like it's as big of a threat right now as it was just a week ago.
So you talked about that land spout that turned into a tornado. So could you really see it? Was it dark or was it still daylight?
You know, it was daylight. So I actually was driving back from gymnastics. And we saw it out in the field. I just thought it was a dust devil. My daughter and I were talking about it. We get to an intersection when we see a bunch of storm chasers taking pictures. And we thought, oh, that's interesting. Like, no big deal. We just keep driving. We get home, and my husband's like, oh, that land spout that you saw turned into a tornado. And so we looked for it. We couldn't find it about 12 miles just kind of southeast of us. But we couldn't really see because it was getting kind of dark at that point. But I guess I saw it in its early stages, just driving by, and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool looking. It was really rotating and picking up some dust, and so I didn't think a whole lot of it. So it just makes me laugh that, you know, we don't even think about it sometimes.
Sometimes you get immune to this stuff, you know, just like, well, it's just another day here.
Yeah, I just thought it was a big dust devil is really what I thought it was, because that's kind of what it looked like at the beginning. But I guess when it formed, it really did something. I didn't hear of any damage, which is great. I didn't see any damage. We kind of drove that area over there, but they did receive quite a bit of rainfall. You know, it kind of just set stationary near Abernathy. And so, good thing for the rainfall and good thing for no damage.
All right, Christy Keyes with us. Give out your contact there, and we'll talk in the month of June.
Absolutely. Christy Keyes, 325-665-8790.